Hey, Mary, I heard you're on the highway.
I am. I'm driving in the snow in northern Michigan.
Well, I'm sitting in the sun in California, and what I'm like really wondering about is there's a big thing happening with Mercury. That's my funny way of saying it. And it's happening on Monday, November 11th. And I know there's been a lot sort of leading up to it, but can you tell me a little bit more on like what this means for my life?
I can try. So Mercury, is the planet that we regard as being closest to the sun. And about three times a year, Mercury will make an apparent retrograde motion where it looks to us like it's backing up in its tracks. And then about 13 times a century, when Mercury is doing that retrograde, it will look to us on the Earth like it's moving right in front of the sun. And that's what's happening on Monday the 11th. It's Mercury retrograde transiting right across the face of the sun. So that makes it an unusual retrograde experience. It's not just your run-of-the-mill retrograde.
Yeah, I mean that sounds really different because it appears different. It's got this piece with the sun happening, that it's so close to the sun, that it's going backwards. All these things feel very relevant to.
They do, and then you can start to. So here we are in 21st century culture, right? We're not living in relationship to our environment the way the ancients did. So to try to build meaning out of it, to answer the question, like, what does this mean in my life? There's a couple different ways to go about that. And so first, what I do is look at, all right, what is the date on which this event is occurring? Well, it happens to be the 11th of November. It's the 11th day of the 11th month. And you can look historically. All right, that's the day in the 19 teens that marked the armistice, the ceasing of the fighting in World War I. It's also then as a result of that, but not only because of that, that the United States has chosen to honor all veterans, so that all those who have served in wars, both those who are living and those who have died. So we've got this kind of military aspect going on around that date. But then earlier than both of those things, November 11th is also the Feast of Saint Martin. And Martin is somebody who is also conscripted into the military. And I think, as best I know the story, it's kind of against his will, but he's on his way into the city of Amiens, and he sees an old shivering man underneath a bridge. And the story about him is that he dismounts from his horse, he tears his cloak in half, and gives this man half of his cloak. And then he becomes known as the patron saint of beggars and outcasts, because that night then he has a vision that this is actually the Christ being that he has helped. So there's this component of how are we related to those who would be like our protectors or defenders, or those that help us? And how do we help one another? Kind of like, am I my brother's or my sister's keeper? Right? So this is kind of this mystery that's going on there on 11/11 all by itself. But then you put a Mercury retrograde in it, and then a Mercury retrograde transiting the sun, and you add in this idea that, okay, Mercury is like the messenger of the gods. He carries the divine communication. And so what message does the messenger seek at such a time from the human being? Like, how are you caring for not only your loved ones, but in those situations where you encounter human beings that might benefit by your help or your assistance? What have you to offer? So, I mean, I kind of like backing into it that way. But it's also a lot of fun to just look at it according to classical mythology, because Mercury to the Romans is Hermes to the Greeks. And when you read the Homeric hymn to Hermes, there's this description of Mercury, or Hermes, as soon as he's born, he creates the lyre out of the tortoise shell. And then he's like, think I want me some cows. And he goes off and he steals the cows of Apollo. But in order to like trick Apollo, he makes the footprints of the cows look like they're going in reverse. And he also walks backward, leading the cows away from the meadow, so that when Apollo comes upon what would be evidence to figure out who is it that's taken my cows, it looks like it's going backward. So there's this, like, this how the Greeks were talking about the Mercury retrograde. Like, here's where the trickery comes in, this idea that a Mercury retrograde is something you've got to be careful about, because things are not what they seem. In fact, they might be their exact opposite. But also, I mean, and that's kind of the fun of it. And then there's a tale that he falls in love, Hermes falls in love with the flower goddess, and he steals the net of Hephaestus and brings it to the earth and waits for her at the sunrise spot where she's, you know, scattering flower petals across the earth. So, you know, I take all that stuff and I think, okay, the morning of a Mercury retrograde or the morning of a Mercury retrograde transiting the sun, I'm going to imagine that this being is like at the sunrise spot on the earth waiting for the beloved, and I better show up with some flowers, right? Like, this is what he's looking for. And what would I offer to the flowers and to him? Like, what does the flower say? And you can look in, you know, there are a lot of meanings attached to flowers. Like the red rose means I love you. The white lily is a communication from the divine, you know? So trying to say, like, all right, to myself, like, huh, what do I want to do on Monday morning, the 11th, knowing that Mercury is going to be transiting it directly in front of the sun. And I'm going to be living in a part of the world where it's actually visible. I better show up with some flowers at the sunrise spot.
Right.
You've got a communication. I should have something to say. Maybe I bring a poem, you know, something that says, I seek to be engaged with this. I'm living in the 21st century. I'm not living back there in the classical Greek time. I don't have a relationship to the ancient Egyptian thrice great Hermes, also known as Tehote, god of wisdom, that can really interpret the celestial script. I know about that stuff, but how do I do it now?
Yeah, and how do we bring it through our heart right now? So I think
right,
you know, we can have a knowledge of the stories, and a knowledge of the stars, but it, you know, where's our heart connection with it? And I hear, like, this
right,
in this gesture of the flowers, or in just watching for a trickster, or in, you know, the story of the cloak, like really thinking of those in need and how we care for each other. Those are all
right,
heart-centered actions that we can really take. So
And I think that it's really good to contemplate them at this time, but then also I'm really big on spontaneous ceremony, because what ceremony does is it builds a container in your memory body. That's the way I can say it. Like, in your memory, when you look back at an event, if you've done a ceremony, it's almost like that's the place where the memory is resting. All right. So I'm thinking about, like, offering a cloak to someone in need, or offering a flower that is dedicated to what lives in my heart, or writing a poem, reciting a poem. And if I time that and I say, all right, I know that the sun is going to rise in Michigan at 7:32 a.m. on Monday, November 11th. Mercury is going to begin its transit at 7:36 a.m., so just like less than 5 minutes later. So now I'm going to prepare to be at a spot where I can see the sunrise. I'm going to bring a flower. I'm going to recite a poem. And I'm going to have that as my ceremony of trying to honor this moment, so that as I try to develop the heart capacity to express love, to express compassion for those that might be less fortunate, for myself when I am in a place of need, that I've done this ceremony that kind of contains it. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Okay. Talk soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.